Welcome to the Kingspiration Podcast. This is the place where you'll learn how to get unstuck and gain momentum in your life and business. Each week, we tackle the real aspects of entrepreneurship, personal development, relationships, and fitness. I'm your co-host, Ethan King, from Atlanta, Georgia, USA, entrepreneur, TEDx speaker, and best-selling author of Wealth Beyond Money.
And I'm your co-host, Justin King, no relation to Ethan, from Cape Town, South Africa, entrepreneur, speaker, and business growth strategist. Our journey crosses continents and cultures, sharing wisdom and experiences to propel you forward. Welcome to Kingspiration. Let's start the conversation.
All right, so we had entrepreneur Jesse Itzler, who is, I think he's most famous for like selling Marquee Jet and vitamin water to, or is it some type of coconut water? No, not vitamin water. It was some type of coconut water he sold to Coca-Cola, Zika or Zima. And and of course, he's married to billionaire Sarah Blakely, who founded Spanx. So they are definitely a power couple. They live right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I've had the honor of meeting Jesse and Sarah a couple of times, and I've heard Jesse speak, and he's an amazing speaker. And we just recently had him again come speak at an event here in Atlanta. And his topic this time was spiritual billionaire. And, you know, I won't spoil what the whole speech was about, but one thing that always stands out to me every time I hear Jesse speak is that he has always been a hustler. He doesn't let anything stop him. I mean, when he was young, he decided he wanted to be a rapper, and he got out there on stage and he did it, and he ended up creating like the anthem for the, it was one of the New York teams, the New York Yankees or something. And so he's just kind of done all of these big things because he simply put his mind to it and almost hacked his way into success with whatever it is. One of his clients had him brought them on a private jet, and it was his first experience ever flying a private jet. And he was like, oh man, I want to fly like this all the time. And so he said, well, let's start a private jet company. Now, and in the story,
as one does,
no money, no experience with jets in the jet business or anything, but he leveraged his connections, his relationships, and his just hustle nature to figure it out. So that was my big takeaway. And I think it's always my big takeaway whenever I hear Jesse speak. I guess so my question to you is, it's like, is there a gray area when it comes to having that hustle mentality? And like, where, how do you draw the line ethically, I guess, when it comes to hustling?
Well, yeah, hustle in general is an interesting one for me, because there's also Gary Vaynerchuk hustle, and how he, I'm going to say, almost appropriated the word in his early, let's call it his earlier career, when he exploded on social media. And I feel like hustle's almost done a 360, because hustle kind of got attached to the idea of working 20 hours a day, sleep when you're dead. We've got to hustle all the time. I actually thought about that, and I remember writing it down, but I thought about the concept of hustle slightly differently for entrepreneurs a while back. And I thought how it needs to be spelled for entrepreneurs, and Jesse Itzler might be a perfect example, is entrepreneurial hustle is the, well, hustle is the flexing of entrepreneurial muscle. So it should be spelled H-U-S-C-L-E rather than H-U-S-T-L-E. Because for me, it's like this flexing of your entrepreneurial muscle rather than the idea of working 20 hours a day. And I far prefer what you're speaking about than the idea of hustle. Hustle culture is work until you are basically dead. I think that the danger with too much hustle is, do you not just have a distracted mind? I mean, obviously, Jesse Itzler has been very, very successful. But if you get trapped in too much hustle, does it mean there's distraction? You see opportunity in everything, and before getting one thing across the line, are you moving on to the next? Or is hustle seeing opportunity, hustling to make it happen, seeing it through, and then moving on to the next?
Well, two things come to mind there. You know, I think of Richard Branson, who has, I think, 400 different companies. And He said how he spent, I was just watching a clip about him yesterday, and someone who spent some time on Necker Island with him recently, a friend of mine, said that the thing about him is, they asked him, how do you spend your time? He said he spends his free time finding great people to run his companies. So he has these ideas, but he just delegates the full run. He doesn't run any of the 400 companies.
Yeah.
You know, he's just kind of the poster boy and the strategist, I guess, and the visionary. So that's one way to approach that. But I guess when I'm talking about hustle, it has kind of grown to have this double meaning, because hustle can mean hard work, 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 work. But it also, I think more of the original or old school definition is almost like swindling somebody a little bit. Like if I hustle.
You hustle them. Yeah.
Yeah. So with Jesse, he told this story that I thought was really, really fascinating. I found it inspirational and motivating, but I can see how someone might critique it in a negative way. But he had the idea to sell the idea of this coconut water company to the president of Coca-Cola. And at first, the president of Coca-Cola was rejecting the idea and kind of blowing him off. And then Jesse happened to be close friends with the actor Matt Damon. And they had previously had a conversation about coconut water. And Matt Damon loves coconut water. He has a coconut tree in his backyard. And Jesse said, well, I have this idea for this coconut water company. And Matt Damon said to him, well, hey, if you ever do anything with that, you know, let me know. I'd love to be involved. So back at this meeting with the Coca-Cola president, Jesse Itzler is getting rejected. And then out of the blue, he says, Matt Damon is my business partner, which technically was a lie.
Yeah.
Right. But Matt did plant the seed and say, well, hey, if you ever need me, I'd love to be involved. So maybe it wasn't a lie. So is that a gray area? But to me, it inspires me, because it's thinking on your feet. It's being smart. So then after saying that, he went over to Matt and said, hey, I need a really big favor. And he got Matt Damon to film this video of him walking into his backyard, climbing up a coconut tree and cutting down a coconut, walking back into his kitchen, cutting it open and pouring the water and drinking it. And then he says to the president of Coke, there has to be a better way. And that personalized video is what convinced the president of Coke to make the transaction happen. So what do you think about that?
I think it's genius. I think it was a half truth at the time rather than a whole lie.
Right.
And if it hadn't transpired, if he hadn't actually made Matt Damon his business partner at some stage, and I'm sure he did, then it would have been throughout, it would have become a whole lie. And I would feel a little bit uncomfortable about the transaction being based on that. But that had the conversation. It was something that could potentially have transpired anyway. It was an opportunity that presented itself. I think it was a smart move. I don't think it was dishonest. I don't. Yeah.
Well, that was the takeaway I had. And it reminded me that now hustling is a spectrum. And I'm talking about hustling in the, like, hustling someone out of something. And in my younger days, when I was 19, 20 years old, I used to be an actual, like, hustler, like on the illegal side. And of course, now in my 40s, I'm completely above ground. But it reminded me, you have to keep a little bit of that hustler spirit in you to really make it bigger as an entrepreneur. It reminded me not to lose that streak. Of course, not do anything illegal or unethical, but he did kind of toe the line a little bit there, right? And I think you kind of need that fire. I mean, entrepreneurs, that's what we do. We push the boundaries. We bend the rules, and that's how we make new things happen. Because if everybody stayed in that little box that the government put around us, there would be no innovation. So that was my big takeaway from his talk.
Yeah, and I like that. I think if you can always just make sure that you're bringing yourself back to the, okay, let's stay on the straight and narrow. Yeah, I don't want to swindle anybody out of anything. I don't want to put anybody else into a hole. I don't want to, let's say, hurt. And I mean, emotionally, physically, financially, whatever it is, I don't want to hurt anyone around me. Right. As long as you always bring yourself back in there. But I like what you're saying. Always have that little bit. If I was to be a proper hustler, what would I do now? And that idea, okay, how do I bring it back to the straight and narrow? You can almost tweak it from there, but it's a type of creativity, entrepreneurial creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like
that. Stop for the day. We'll catch you guys in the next episode.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Kingspiration. We hope this conversation sparked insights to ignite action in your life and business.
We're on this journey together, sharing our challenges and successes to help all of us take the next step towards building momentum and ultimately reaching our goals.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it with someone else who might benefit and leave us a 5-star review.
And remember to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on our weekly conversations. Until next time, keep rolling, keep growing, and keep being inspired.